It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Dawn Gardner, Board Secretary of Ozark Greenways. Dawn, can you tell us about Ozark Greenways? Give us a brief history of when it was formed and why it was formed.
I would love to. Ozark Greenways was established as a nonprofit organization in 1991 by a small group of citizens that were interested in promoting bicycle safety and actually tree preservation, and to preserve the Ozark's natural heritage and preserve that for public enjoyment. So that's actually how it began. Then in 1994, the city of Springfield went through what they called their Vision 2020 strategic planning process. That was a citizen-involved process, and there was an element of the plan for parks and open space. This element and this strategic plan actually is what helped Ozark Greenways really move forward with their mission. This was in 1994, and then the city council adopted this plan in 1996, so it was actually supported by the city and a goal of the city of Springfield. This parks and open space element created a vision for the trail system that everyone sees and enjoys today within the city of Springfield and Greene County. We started out with no trail in 1991, and as of today, we have a little over 100 miles of trail system within our community.
Wow, that's great. How is Ozark Greenways governed, and how is it funded?
We are governed by a board of directors, and then, of course, all the rules for a non-for-profit agency. And we are led by an executive director, and there are two people on staff. Funding, many people might think that we are funded by the city and the county, but we are not. We are not funded by sales tax. Ozark Greenways is funded through a combination of sources, such as federal, state, local grants, private grants, in-kind contributions, membership donations, business contribution. If there's a special event that we host, we might get proceeds from that. We have sponsors, and then we also have an endowment fund through the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. So there's a variety of sources for our funding, but we do not have a regular source of funding by like a sales tax.
Ozark Greenways, I was reading on the website, is a public-private partnership. So what's the public part? What's the private part?
Without a partnership between the public and the private sectors, Ozark Greenways could not be where we are today. For example, an example of the public partnership is between us and the City of Springfield and Greene County Parks Department. That Vision 2020 process I talked about earlier formed a partnership between the Parks Department and Ozark Greenways, where Ozark Greenways builds trail with their funding sources that I previously talked about, and then the Parks Department will take over maintenance. So their funding, the Parks Department, parks tax will funds the maintenance. So Ozark Greenways doesn't do the maintenance on the trail system. They just construct and plan the trail.
They acquire and construct.
Mm-hmm. So we work together to support and promote utilizing the trail, any events on the trail. And then private partnerships come in forms of donations, mm-hmm. Endowments from private businesses that have an interest in the trail system.
Uh-huh. What's new with Ozark Greenways? Are there any new trails?
We are working on filling gaps in on some of the trails. An example is the Fulbright Trail, which is north in North Springfield. We're making a connection right now to Ritter Springs Park. I'll just talk a little bit about some events that just finished. We recently finished Bike to Work Week, which was held May 15th through May 19th, and that is an annual event. And then National Trails Day was celebrated on June 4th. We recently also met our goal for our last capital campaign, which was called Trails for Generations, and that started June 1st, 2016, and ended January 1st of this year, where we raised $850,000 through donations.
Oh,
and
that's great.
Yeah. And I think the big project that I would like to just mention, if you don't mind, is this has been in the works for a few years, and we are really proud of it. It's called the Trail of Honor. And this will be a trail at the Veterans Cemetery, which is over off Highway 65 on the south part of town. And as far as we know, this will be the only trail in the nation that is located on a federal cemetery property. And this is going to honor our veterans. So when you know that in dealing with the federal level, we had to jump through a lot of hoops. And we've worked on this quite a while to get all the signatures and support for this to happen. But we're happy to let everyone know that this trail is going to be dedicated on Thursday, October 12th at 2 p.m. And we would love to see anyone there for that dedication.
Oh, that's really great. And does it link to
the Galloway
Trail?
Yes, it does.
Yes, that's great. If our listeners would like more information about the events that you mentioned, about how to support Ozark Greenways financially or by volunteering, what should they do?
I am going to direct everyone to our website, which is ozarkgreenways.org. We have all sorts of information on volunteer opportunities on our website and becoming a member, which really supports our trail system. You can make a donation or sign up as a volunteer for a work day or any type of future event. You can also call the Ozark Greenways office at 864-2015 and someone would be happy to help.
Thank you, Dawn, for being on our program today. Our guest has been Dawn Gardner, Board Secretary of Ozark Greenways. I'm Debbie Good, and this has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org. Oh.